Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yam Yaryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Duff. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Larry Duff. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamison moves to second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty bunts towards the mound. Duff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jamison moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins throws to second for one, back to first for two, and over to home to catch Wamsgans, who tried to score from second. That's a triple play. Jamison scores. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper strikes out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Roy Graham now catching. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk takes first base on ball four. Ma still moves to second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still moves to third. Strunk moves to second. Two outs. Roy Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a pop-up towards short. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Uhel moves to third. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Wamsgans reaches second base with a double. Uhel scores. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Emmett Bowles now pitching. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNulty bunts towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Wamsgans moves to third. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Gardner moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardner scores. Stevenson scores. McInnes moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Augie Swenter pinch hits for Emmett Bowles. Augie Swenter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swenter strikes out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hooper moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Blankenship now pitching. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blankenship, and towards Collins, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Uhel moves to second. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Uhel moves to third. McNulty moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of McNulty. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. McClellan reaches second base with a double. Ma still scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Roy Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. Graham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a pop-up into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Johnson scores. Shealy moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ma still strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNulty hits a pop-up towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strunk strikes out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McClellan hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. Graham is hit by the pitch. Homer Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Uhel hits a fly ball into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jameson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Moss Dill. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Blankenship covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Moss Dill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss Dill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moss Dill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Strunk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moss Dill moves to second. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McClellan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk pinch hits for Roy Graham. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball towards left. Jameson catches it and throws to third to double up Moss Dill. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Long now catching. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to second. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's 8-2, Indians. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan pinch hits for Homer Blankenship. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.